But look at verse 5. Because the second stop on this little map that David leaves of how to come back to God is in verse 5. And he says in verse 5, "For behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Now in the Middle Ages, the monastic type spent a lot of time on this, and that's where they got this idea of celibacy was holier than monogamous marriage. Because, why look, it's sinful to conceive children. That's not what he's saying. God would not declare sinful something that he declared beautiful and wonderful and uses as a picture of Christ in the church. What he's saying is that even at the instant of conception, which is a great verse that explains God's perspective. You know, it's so interesting. The courts and the politicians and all the special interest groups are all saying, well, my opinion is this. But God says at the instant of conception, a child, look what it says in verse 5, "In sin my mother conceived me." David said, when I was conceived in the womb of my mother, I was a person and I was a sinner. That instant. It wasn't a week later. It wasn't 2 days later. It wasn't a month later. It wasn't when I first started making sucking motions and put my thumb inside my mother's womb in my mouth when I was 3 months old. He said at the very instant that conception occurred, I was a person and I was a sinner too. I inherited the sin of my father, Adam, that has infected all the race except for one. The only one who didn't have a human father. The only one that was supernaturally conceived, Jesus Christ. Everyone else infected with sin. And so he says, we need to focus on our character. Number one, we are sinful. We show our nature when we sin. We show our choice when we sin. We confirm God's declaration. We are sinful. Now, you know, that doesn't make a lot of friends. That doesn't influence people. There are whole ministries built on the fact that they will never mention sin. Jesus never called anybody a sinner, and I won't either, one prominent television evangelist says. Well, I'll tell you what. People in Jesus' presence didn't need to be told. They knew it. That's why they wanted to kill him. But we do. And we need to be reminded. We're sinful. We're sinners. We were from the instant of conception sinners. But verse 6 says that sin destroys our inner truthfulness. Behold, thou dost desire truth in our innermost parts. In the hidden part, thou wilt make me to know wisdom. He says, this sin has made me so, as Jeremiah says, I'm deceitfully wicked. You know, we can't even tell the truth to ourselves. We rationalize, and David says, I did. He says, I need your truth on the inside because I'm not telling the truth on the inside. He says, God, when I look at your character, I see you're exalted, but when I look at my character, I see I'm sinful. Verse 7, David underlines the fact we're defiled internally. He says, purify me with hyssop, scrub me clean, wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. He says, I'm so aware of my utter filthiness on the inside compared with God's holiness. Remember, sin in the light of other people's sin doesn't look so bad. And if you want to really feel good, just look at somebody else. Just say, oh man, I'm not like them. Oh, I'm not like that. Oh, I'm not like that, you know. But if you want to really feel awful, look up. Compare yourself with God. Compare myself with God. And we see what we really are. And that's what he does. And he says, purify me. I see myself. I see my character. Verse 8, he continues. And as sinners, we lose our joy. And he says, make me to hear joy and gladness. I've lost it. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. He says, I've lost my song. I don't hear your joyful song anymore. And verse 9, he concludes this section. He says, I just lost my fellowship, God. Hide thy face from my sins. Blot out all my iniquities. He says, God, I just, the roadblock's there. I'm a sinner. And in this little section, it's interesting. We start by focusing on God, as he does in verses 1 through 4, but we continue by focusing on our character and seeing that we're sinful, that verse 5 says we're sinful by our own nature, our own choice, and by God's declaration. Verse 6, that sin destroys our inner truthfulness. Verse 7, it defiles us internally. Verse 8, we lose our joy. Verse 9, we've lost the fellowship with God. It's gone.